This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, July 31st. God's word to you today is Refocus. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 121, verses 1 to 2, and it says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills around Jerusalem, to sacred Mount Zion and to Mount Moriah, from whence shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. This is taken from the Amplified Classic Version. We have to be totally unassuming when we are dealing with God. Sometimes it is a pattern that God has established. The angel stirs the water. The first to get in gets healed. It was God that established it for them, but the man became fixated on it, and it became his plan of how his healing would happen. Meanwhile, Jesus, the creator of the pool, the angel and of the man, the creator of the heavens and the earth, was standing in front of him. Yet the man could not get it because he was focused on the wrong things. There are two types of wrong focus that we need to be careful of, and they are revealed in the man's response to Jesus. The first is the wrong focus called the helper focus. John 5 verse 7 says, For I have no one to put me in the pool when the water bubbles up. The helper focus, the people you think should help you. If you fix your mind on some people and you think they are the ones that will help you, most likely you're going to miss God. David learnt it and he said in Psalm 121 verses 1 to 2, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Unfortunately, people even have made this a big prayer point. Let my helper locate me. Have you heard that before? The helper of the helpless is in front of you, and you are complaining that you do not have helpers to locate you. Something is wrong with that. So the wrong focus, called the helper focus, has kept a lot of people bound. Jeremiah 17 verses 5 to 6 says, Thus says the Lord, Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. People who put their hope in man do not see good when it comes. You have to get to the point where you resolve that all your help comes from God. It cannot be some from Uncle Joe, some from Auntie Ruth, and the rest from the Lord. It must be all of my help comes from God. The second wrong focus revealed in the man's response is the enemy focus. Enemy focus, the people you think are blocking your way. It is the wrong focus. John 5 verse 7 says, When the water bubbles up, someone else always gets there ahead of me. In other words, they are blocking my way. Those ones from the village, let them fall down and die. By God's grace, every giant will fall before you in Jesus' name. However, we cannot be enemy focused. We have to be Jesus focused. Who can block your way when Jesus is in front of you? It will be a suicide mission for the person. A lot of the challenges we have are just mind battles. We need to win in our minds. While Jesus was focused on him, he was focused on other people that did or did not help him. God is focused on you. Would you be made whole? Who are you focused on? Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn. Oh, the Lord is thy keeper, and the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand, upon thy right hand. No, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore. Oh, my help, my help, my help, all of my help cometh from the Lord.
Amen. We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.